to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we've been recently talking about the fact that so many of these marathons, you know, the Chicago Marathon, the New York, the Boston, we've got Tokyo, London, Berlin, all these big marathons have on average like 48,000 runners. And you were saying that there's a vast majority of those runners that are 10 minute per mile runners or longer. And so that's an average, we're not shaming that. That's an average speed, okay, is 10 minutes or longer. And we try to train you to use muscle elasticity and gravity to fall. And a lot of our runners do get down to single digits, 9 and 8 minutes, just because of learning how to run more efficiently. But how is, that's one thing, but how is RunnerX really different for those runners, and how does coming through with us really help them?
Well, I think the first thing is people are stuck on their paces and there's in their zones. Like a lot of people train with they're using data, but in a way that they should be used, not in the way they should be using it. Let's go. Okay. Let me go that route first. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started when I was marathoning a lot, in the beginning, we had nothing. There wasn't chip timing, none of that. It was just, you just ran and you had a Timex watch, a digital watch. Right. And back then, so my first marathon was 25 years ago. And most runners were athletes and competitors from other sports, even. I was new to it. I'd never even heard of marathons, to be honest. So when I started running, I wasn't trying to race. My goal was just to finish. And this is an important difference in a lot of runners. So finishing a marathon just means you go out there and you just see what you can do to finish. You want to get across the line. You're not really worried about your pace. And when you train, you do more volume training. Like we're going to run 1 hour. The next week, we're going to run 1 hour and 10 minutes. So that's how I started my marathon training to begin with. And then someone's like, oh, you need to try to run pace. Like you need to get faster in your marathon. Like try to go for a sub so much. Like let's say try to go for a sub 4 hour marathon. And so I was like, okay, so then I switched my training to I'm going to try to run this much. Like I'm going to try to run, I don't know, this much in an hour, right? To try to get my running faster. Well, then I started to run faster. And then I kind of stayed there. Like all of my marathons were the same exact pace. Like I could find a pace and I could hang out there. So I was actually pretty proud of that. And then I met my running coach when I started learning pose. And he was like, well, why don't you try racing a marathon? And I was like, oh my gosh, what does that mean? Like, you know, because I wasn't a racer. I didn't come in as a runner. I came in as a fitness person, aerobics teacher. So in the beginning, like my first marathon was, we're just going to finish the marathon. And then someone's like, try to go a little faster. And then when I met my coach, I had already run about 5 or 6 marathons when I met him. And he was like, oh, you're not racing the marathon. So I didn't really know the difference. I'll be honest. I thought I was racing.
Right. And then I was going to say, you know, I thought that's what I was doing.
Right. So, you know, just to understand perspective. So then, of course, I trained to race a marathon, which included things like, then I started doing things like intervals, going to the track for speed workouts, recording heart rates, things like that. And then I raced a marathon. And by the way, I was also like racing 5Ks, 10Ks to get to that. So I got to experience all three, like just finishing, then just trying to run faster with no other thought than I'm just going to try to run faster. No real plan on getting there. And then racing. So I went through all three, and racing with a coach, by the way. So having someone actually guide my workouts, write my workouts, you know, so that I was actually working towards a goal. That was the first time I'd done that. And it was a really, it was interesting. Well, one, it was fun to see what I could do. That was the best part. Like, wow, right. I did not realize that I had the potential. So I went from running an 8:30 pace to about a 6:30 pace.
Wow.
And then the bummer for me, by the way, just is that I was able to run that 6:30 pace for 5K, for 10K, for half marathon, not for full marathon.
Oh, and wow.
My coach said, you just don't have the attention span. Like, you start to go off topic, like in your mind, you lose focus.
Right.
And it's not like you lost fitness, you lost focus. So he said, if you really wanted to be a marathoner, you would have to spend probably 2 to 10 years really wow. focusing on long distance. And I was like, that's not my goal. but I really, really enjoyed the process of the race training. And then, mm-hmm. by the way, I moved on from the marathon into trail running and ultra marathons and found that I could go even longer when I wasn't focused on time. See?
Okay.
So the fun part, and so the point of this is just what makes people different is, one, what their actual goal is. Is your goal just to finish?
I want to know more about, I'm going to kind of derail you there. It's more about what makes us different. How does your coaching differ from somebody that, I mean, obviously it's different if I don't have a coach, but what about if I'm using one of those coaches that, I can email all the time and I email them my stuff.
Right.
So what makes us that, I understand that part of that's going to be you looking for me as an individual, but how does that go with, why are you a better coach? And I think you are. Well, so okay. Why are you a better coach?
Let's go this route real quick, because just like everybody else, and I think most coaches would say this, it's not the training plan. Right. Because you can really follow, there's plenty of great plans out there, honestly. And almost every elite runner now puts out their training. Almost every single runner is running pretty much the same plan. You got a long run once a week, you got some tempo runs, you got some intervals, right? So the first step is in what makes having a coach, what's the point? What makes it even just that one step more than just following a plan is the accountability.
Right.
Now I have someone that I'm reporting back to. I don't have to just go run a 10K. I have to go run it. And then I have to tell someone, not just that I ran it, but here's maybe how fast I ran it. So the difference with RunRx, because a lot of our runners, by the way, guys, are following different plans. That's the one thing with us is we're wide open to that. And the reason is because I care more about how you're running and how you're feeling in your running.
Right.
Right. And so whether you're running a 10-minute mile, 12-minute mile, or a 6-minute mile, what does your run look like? What does your movement look like? That's what we want. That's what I can help you with. And that's where the efficiency can come in, because we have a lot of people that come in that say to me, I'm a 10-minute miler. And I'm like, well, you're not. You don't have to stay a 10-minute miler. You're not efficient in your run yet. And then we make them more efficient. And all of a sudden they're running, like you said, in the single digits and enjoying it, not feeling pressure of I'm making you race, but more like, wow, my knees feel better. My run feels better. I feel like I'm running. And that's the difference, is that I love hearing how your run went as far as your mileage and your time, and great. But number one for me is more, I want to hear how the run felt.
Right.
And then I can help you to make the run feel better. And by the way, I still think, and this is a great topic. I saw recently, so I'm a form coach, and I'm sure people that watch any of our stuff, what is form? It's still such a stigma, when you say what makes people different, well, everyone likes to say, I have my own style. Yeah, absolutely. Right. You do. Everyone has their own style. You are you all of that, of course, but movement wise, there's a standard of movement. And when you have a standard of movement, then you can be your signature self if you want, but there's a standard that we should all follow. And as a strength coach, no one argues on things like deadlifts and squats and movements that we all agree this is the standard of the movement.
Right.
And no one's like, this is my deadlift style.
Yeah.
But you can have flair. You can have, some people like to use chalk and some people like to, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. But
my point is that when you start to see running as a movement,
right,
and how you move, and you can move better, and then you all of a sudden are running better, then the stigma of running as a movement goes away. And I, you know, we were laughing. I've been a pose coach now for 24 years. I've been actually coaching with Dr. Romanoff. He's my coach. He's the founder of the pose method for 21 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And we still get like so much, you know, resistance, for example. Like I saw very recently, someone sent me a link to a podcast where this guy, he really doesn't understand the why behind it. He doesn't understand why you would teach someone how to run. And right. I'm thinking, that doesn't make any sense to me, because if you were going to play a sport or you were going to do anything, why would you not learn how to be more efficient?
Right.
And so that's where I would say I'm really different, because there's not a lot of us form coaches, and a lot of coaches think, well, just keep running. You know, the more you run, the better you get at it. And I'm here to tell you, in my late 50s, that's really most people coming to us. That's why they're coming, is they kept trying to run and they kept getting the same injury. And then all we had to do was show them here, because here's the best part. We don't care how your foot lands. All this heel striking and pronation and supination, all those things are actually taking away from your run. If you really just work on how running feels and the movement and the action of running and actually pulling your foot up from the ground, and you let all that other baggage go, man, it's like a free renewal of movement.
Yeah. And, you know? And I guess that's kind of how I want to circle back to kind of tie it all up in a bow. I think what makes RunnerX so different is because we do look at form, but it's of the running movement and the ways that are just natural in like biology, like muscle elasticity, gravity, things like that, that are natural to everybody. Doesn't matter what size you are, how tall you are, how old you are. These are just true elements of science, right? That can help you be a more efficient runner in the running movement. And so when you start like geeking out on that, which our members tend to do after a while, once they kind of open up their mind, get coachable, start seeing, okay, I got it. I'm getting the fall. I'm feeling it, right? They start to really geek out on the science of it because, like you said, you run more efficiently. So it's not as hard. You enjoy running now. You're not getting injured. Your times are getting faster. And we look at the feeling of all of that. And so I just think that makes us profoundly different from any kind of coach out there that is going to really just probably give you a plan. And like you said, tell you to run more. Now, I'm not poo-pooing any coaches out there. Like you said, you guys can come in, you can work with us, you can do your gait analysis, you can learn to run more efficiently and bring in your own plan. That's okay. That's fine.
Or be with your other coach. I mean, when I was only coaching in person, when I lived in Austin, my goal was to be a plug-in. Like, I'm not a running group. You're not going to meet me at the shoe store and we go running for an hour. I'm the person you come to when you're like, man, I'm training for my marathon and my knee hurts and I can't be running with my training group or following my coach's plan. Like, I'm not trying to take over that side of coaching. I always say to people, and I would say to the other coaches, send me your runners and then I can work on their form and their, you know, efficiency. That way, when they come back to training, you can go back into, because most coaches, by the way, and that should be, if you've got a large coaching group, you know, most, by the way, like if someone is in college or, you know, school, they have a, you know, the regular coach, and then they have like a trainer, they have a strength person, they've got a PT person, you know what I mean? It's really not uncommon to have these different
absolutely
coaches.
Yeah.
So it's
so
like,
many.
You know, we love, like for us, of course, we love our community. And when there's a lot of us that are in the community that we just do RunnerX and that's it. But there's a lot of people out there that are following other people or go to other
there are
coaches.
Triathletes that have different coaches for the
all
different
over.
Sports.
Right. So right, again, right. We're not in any way, what we want to just say is, well, how do I'm different? How's Valerie different? Valerie's different because she's going to look at the way you stand. She's going to look at the way you, and a lot of coaches, by the way, why should they do that? That's not their expertise.
Right.
It is mine. It's what I do. It's what I like to do. So a lot of people, when they'll just pop in and be like, hey, watch me run. Let's see what's going on. And then it's something that could be so simple. And then I give you a drill to practice it. And in fact, we can end with this, but I just had someone come through, and this is kind of fun. Caroline and I like to laugh at this. Like, we're not the, like, we're a little different. You can tell if you listen to us or watch my videos. And sometimes when people come in, if they're not, if they haven't, maybe haven't watched, or they just want a quick fix, they'll say to me, well, give me like the thing I can do.
The right? one thing I can do, right.
The one thing I can do. And I always say, well, I am. I honestly am giving you, and but the reality is everyone needs to do really the same one thing.
Right.
And that's what's so great about learning it. And when you start to realize, let go of thinking you're going to get something different, because we all want to learn the same movement, right? That if I had a perfect one thing for every single person, I would give it to you. But yeah. 30 years later, I can tell you, I'm giving you exactly what you need to make your run more efficient. And most people, like we've seen this, the first week, the second week, the first week, they're really excited.
Yep.
The
second they try week, everything.
The second week, they're like, this is feeling really strange. And then the third week, they're like, okay, I'm in a weird place. Like my old.
Well, what's so funny is it's like between the second and third week, they go, okay, I think I got it. But what's that one thing that I can just keep doing? So, and what I love is that a lot of time it's between that third and fourth week, guys, that you kind of realize, okay, I'm getting it. I've got the basics. But I joke with Valerie, it's like after that 30 days, we start looking at the nuances. That's when the geeking out starts. It becomes more than just post-fall pull. It's the timing of the pull. It's the how far do I fall? It's the, you know, where is my head? Am I getting tired and it's moving forward? There's nuances to the movement. But learning the basics of the movement is not hard. So I hope that you will come into the RunRx membership. Maybe you'll start in January and just take us for a month. We let you cancel anytime. Come on into runrx.fit. It says work with us. Come in for the membership. You'll get a gait analysis right off the bat. Well, you got to send it in. We don't give it to you. You got to send in your run and we'll give you a gait analysis. You can come onto the Zooms. You can get your learn the process these 4 weeks of running. And then you can choose to stay around. Or if you've got it, we've already given you everything you need. You can head on out. Not a problem. So hope to see you in the membership, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.